102. Refill is on Twitter at Mpakanyane.
Absolutely. So do hit me up, and that hashtag is Weekend Breakfast. And of course, we love to kick off the show with all matters fitness related. And joining me on the line is MJ Mabonya, a celebrity fitness trainer and instructor. MJ, thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to the viewers.
So, MJ, you know, it's quite important as we were chatting about when we kicked off the show, that one has some kind of routine and essentially something that takes you out of your head, right? And sort of overthinking, yeah, going around in circles and eliminating or diminishing as much frustration as possible. And we're chatting with you this morning about how to maintain your endurance at home. And you know, just break down for us what endurance training, the purpose and the meaning of endurance training is. Of course, we can't leave our homes to go to visit the gym. We can't leave our homes to, you know, take a run out on the streets. But we certainly can do something within the confines of our four walls.
Oh, good morning. Basically, endurance training is working with your cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that your lungs are functioning well, kidneys, heartbeat, and flow of blood within the, within the body,
yeah,
and veins.
Yeah.
So it's more health-related more than anything,
mm-hmm,
compared to just people having six-packs in every day.
Mm-hmm.
So your endurance athletes, football players, runners, marathon runners, short distance and long distance.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it'll help you to have more endurance capacity when you do your daily jobs. So mm-hmm, with things like going up the stairs, if you live in high apartments,
mm-hmm,
getting through your day, having kids around, running with your kids around, mm-hmm, making sure that you have enough energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So these are all things that are pretty much doable within the confines of the lockdown restrictions. Run us through the first, run us through some exercises that we can, you know, just become au fait with or to focus on. Let's start with planking, for instance.
Oh, when you start with planking, normally planking, it helps you with your core, mm-hmm, and your balance.
And for those that don't know what planking is, how do you do it?
So planking, you need to sit straight,
mm-hmm,
as if you're doing a push-up.
Yeah.
And then you just go down with your elbows on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Straight, be straight and keep your pelvis good,
okay,
and tight.
Oh.
And hold for as long as you can.
Mm. Now, in all these exercises, I mean, you've just described for us the very basic plank, which is you're on your elbows, body straight, and on balancing on your toes as well, and you're,
yeah,
holding it for 30 second to 45 second intervals. But I mean, there's obviously a way in which you can up the ante when it comes to each of these exercises, right, and make sure that they become harder and more challenging.
So as with planking, the next thing is you can pike.
Mm-hmm.
So piking
another term.
Is basically, on the planking position,
yeah,
you just go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So up, your bum's going up and you're going down about 5 centimeters away from the ground,
mm-hmm,
and up again,
yeah,
and up and down again.
Yeah.
30 times, making sure that your core is always tight. And you'll just feel your core starting to engage and activating.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
So run us through the rest of a few more exercises that one can do, whether it's body weights and squats or walking lunges. That's what I prefer in my driveway. That's a handy one that works a lot of muscle groups as well, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So talk us through body weight squats and what exactly that looks like, the right way to do them.
So basically, the right way of doing a squat, you need to be like, I call it the Cristiano Ronaldo position.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how Cristiano Ronaldo takes a free kick, you see him how he likes standing. So basically, your feet must be shoulder width, aligned with your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Keeping up straight as if you're sitting down, put the pressure on your heels, not on your toes.
Okay.
So people like putting pressure on their toes, going a bit forward, leaning forward, where you want to keep the back straight always, as if you're having like a chest out, head up, and you just go down, sitting down as far as you can.
Okay.
But let's not forget that people's motions differ. and movement. So other people cannot go all the way down,
mm-hmm.
depending on your age and movement, and also like on your muscles and skeletal system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, but try to sit down as if sit down normally and stand up again.
Mm. And what are we working when we're doing those bodyweight squats that we've just been talking about?
So bodyweight squat, the more you go down, you hit your glutes as well, which is your bum, and then your hamstrings and your quads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then moving on to my favorite walking lunges that get me out in the driveway doing endless circuits around there. What are we focusing on when we do the walking lunges, and what is the correct sort of posture and form when we do them? Because with my knee problems, I have to be super careful and aware of how I'm moving and be very controlled.
Okay. So when you do walking lunges, basically, if I would tell the viewers, normally when you train, you must always make sure that your back is straight. Okay, so when you do a lunge as well,
sure.
Straight back, do as if you're taking a step, but the way you're going to see that you're doing a wrong lunge is when you you start tilting forward,
mm-hmm.
with your back, and your knee is surpassing your toes,
okay.
on the front lunge. So that's when you know that you're doing it wrong. So you must always try to make sure that your knee doesn't surpass your toes.
Okay. All right.
As you straight.
Oh, okay. And what are we targeting there? What's doing all the work, and which muscle groups are we working in that sense?
As well the lunges, they target the quads, the bum, which is the glutes, the hamstring, and a bit of calves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So push-ups and sit-ups are an all-time favorite. We all know them. We grew up with them as your most basic kind of, introduction into fitness and some kind of gym routine. We know, okay, so run us through essentially good posture or good form when it comes to push-ups. And then I want you to please give us advice about the right way or the best way to do sit-ups for maximum impact. I mean, I know people who do 100 sit-ups and, swear by reps, and more repetition. And then I know other people who say, you know what, you literally just need to, you need great form and control, and you can do 20 or 30, and that's more than enough. And it's just all about how you do it as opposed to how many you do.
Exactly. So a push-up, it depends how you've been into fitness and how good you are. Because now, normally people, when they start doing push-ups, they start doing the normal, they call it the guy push-up.
Sure.
Where your body it's straight all through. So, you're not touching on your toe, on your knees.
Yeah.
Your knees are not down on the ground. Which is very difficult if you're new in fitness and you're starting to be in fitness. So normally I'll ask people to start with, if this is the first time you do push-up, start with shoulder taps. So basically shoulder taps is being in the push-up position straight up.
Yeah.
And just making sure one hand at a time touches the opposite shoulder.
Uh-huh, okay.
So that creates more of strength on the shoulder. And also you're tightening your core as well, engaging your core as well.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, the next step is a normal push-up. Sitting down, you must make sure you're straight. Use your elbow.
Yeah, elbow.
To go down, to go up and down. So the only thing that must move is your elbow to make sure you go down about 5 meters from the ground and cut all the way up.
Okay. All right.
And I want you to do it in 3 seconds repetition. So 1, 2, 3 down, 1, 2, 3 up. 1, 2, 3 down, 1, 2, 3 up.
All right. And then as we talk about sit-ups, how much we tend to often, not get them right, but everybody's chasing that flat stomach and that six-pack. Best way to do it?
So the best way to get sit-up, normally I love starting making sure that people do crunches first. So making sure that only while you're lying down, you make sure that only your upper body is going up, tightening your core.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to go all the way up, straight up. You're just going to make sure only your upper body is up. So you'll go down, all the way down, lying flat, just your upper back going up. So you tighten your core and go down.
So essentially... carry on.
Yeah. No, and then as time goes on, then you progress to going up, because people like seeing what they see on TV or the internet, and they just do it in Hoi and just go for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you create injuries and you feel your neck starting being tight because
mm-hmm.
now you're using power from the neck
yeah.
and not from the core.
Okay. So it's all manageable. It's all incremental. And we just need to be comfortable with where we're starting and build from
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Exactly.
I like that advice. I really, really
the
like
journey,
that advice.
Yeah?
It absolutely
the
is
journey.
A journey. So you know what, MJ, as we start, you know, some of us starting that fitness journey, finding a way to take our mind off being in lockdown and not being able to be out and about and socialize. Ultimately, your best tool, your favorite recommendation for people that want to maintain endurance during this time. We've run through a few exercises, but ultimately, what will drive us maintaining endurance at this time?
So at this time, working with people that now it's raining in Joburg, if you enjoy it. So when you're indoors in your apartment or in your house, what I like is burpees, skipping,
mm-hmm.
jumping jacks, squat jumps. That's basically my favorite. But most of all, my favorite is burpees.
Yeah. Okay. All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
MJ, thank you so much for your time this morning and just running us through how to do this and do it right and be as effective as possible as we maintain our endurance during lockdown. We will catch up with you soon and just check in.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, all the best. That's MJ Mabonya, celebrity fitness and trainer, kicking us off on a weekend breakfast as we talk fitness and exercise.